This audio article is sponsored by Froom, Australia's number one, good for you, mushroom products brand now available at Harris Farm Markets. Headline, is this plant-based salmon going change everything in food service when your alt seafood product swims its way into giant food service operator Sysco supply chain? You're not just catching a break, you're getting a major slice of the $1.2 trillion US food service pie. That's the reality for Oshi, whose hyper-realistic plant-based salmon has just landed in five US Sysco warehouses, with full integration into the Sysco marketplace underway. That marketplace reaches 18% of the entire US food service sector, which, by conservative estimates, puts Oshi within striking distance of $200, $300 million in potential annual procurement value. Yes, that's a big leap, but in this game, access is currency. Even if Oshi snags just 1% of Sysco's footprint, that's tens of millions in recurring sales and priceless brand positioning. This isn't just another vegan protein play. It's a category-level muscle flex of seafood's alternative future, brought to life through FoodTech 500 credentials, strategic menu partnerships, and growing consumer recognition. What's driving this? It's the wow factor. Not just in taste or texture, though reports suggest it sears, flakes, and plates like the real thing, but in timing, traction, and trade logic. Amid rising concerns over overfishing, heavy metals, and aquaculture ethics, Oshi offers food service buyers a safe harbor with stable pricing, clean labeling, lower carbon, and zero bones to pick. With direct-to-consumer now live and this Sysco megadeal underway, the real question becomes, can Oshi hold the shelf? This isn't just salmon. It's a systems win, and for every startup out there wondering how to crack the food service code, this might be the first real blueprint. Clean, scalable, cost-predictable, and cook-line ready. Sysco's not doing this for PR. They're doing it because it works. This audio sponsor's link is on the bottom of the page.